Hey, what's going on? Is Enoch?
Speaking.
Hey, Enoch. It's Joey from Local Splash. Told you to give you a call around this time.
Yeah. How are you? I thought you forgot about me.
Oh, man. You forgot about me? I didn't leave a good enough impression then. So,
no, I said I thought you forgot about me.
Oh. I was going to say, man, we just talked not too long. No, I'm sorry. I literally had two back-to-back that was being enrolled. Sometimes they take a little bit of time, so I try to give you a call. Literally, I just got off the phone, and I called you as soon as I could. But absolutely not, Enoch. I wouldn't forget about you. But how did you? I know you said you were going to see your client, right? Did you get all that wrapped up?
Yeah, man. I've been running all day. This locksmith and stuff done. Stop. Go ahead.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Well, I know from the last time that we spoke about. You want to start establishing your own business on the internet. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to create the Google business profile for you, get you approved through Google. We're going to get you guys ranking directly on that first page of Google for anything locksmithing related, meaning anytime somebody searches, you'll be one of the top recommended results directly on the first page of Google. And then we'll also build like a little website for you as well, like a little splash page for you. All of that was $199. It'd be $199. I'll lock it in for you. It's never going to change. However, I would personally recommend, whether it's next month, 2, 3, 4 months down the road, I would recommend upgrading to the $249 just because you are going to get a lot more professional website with it, and we can also get some social media activity for your business as well. So we can most definitely get you started for that $199, get the ball rolling, get you guys approved, do everything we need to do in order to get you guys some results through Google. And then, you know, later on down the road, you obviously have my contact info. We can kind of do that later, unless you do have the ability to do that now. If so, great. It's $50. It's not, you know, breaking anybody's bank here, but it's going to be totally up to you. Now, do you have any questions, or I know you might have thought of some stuff before?
So, really, I didn't have the time to.
Okay.
I think I was running, but. I do have, but so what exactly, so do you guys like kind of guarantee, I can't say guarantee, but do you have a, damn it.
Like a reassurance that we're able to do this or something like that?
Well, just do you guys have like a way to show your clients that what you're saying is proven?
Yeah, of course. Let me show you. You're on a smartphone, I'm assuming?
Yeah. iPhone.
Okay, iPhone. Yeah, I'm going to send you a text message. I'm going to send you our website. I'm going to show you that on Google's website, they have us listed there as one of their premium partners. So, I mean, there's really no better, you know, somebody to endorse us than Google themselves. So I'm going to show you that.
Take it easy, man.
Give me a second here. Let me send this to you now. I'll walk you through it. Once you get the text, it's just a link. It's just a link to our site. I'll have you click on that if you want to pop me on speakerphone or.
Yeah, pop phone.
You know what I mean? Then I'll show you where it's at.
Now, you guys are your own separate entity aside from Google, or how is that? Are you a Google partner? They call me all the time, man, and they piss me off. I'm glad I spoke because they call me all the time because I started a Yelp listing. Didn't you say that's where you started?
Yeah, okay.
And they call me all the time, and I really haven't been in the headspace to actually move forward with it, but the way you explained it is perfect timing because I need to start establishing my brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In any way possible. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, the $199, that's not
crazy.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, like I tell my sons all the time, like some of the best investments that I've ever invested in is myself. You know
100%. Yeah, of course.
That's absolutely an investment in my business that's worthwhile.
Yeah, Absolutely. So, I mean, honestly, I am happy that we did call you, because if you thought that Google was calling you, I'm going to tell you right now, that's not a company you want to work with. Google does not call you. They will not call you. The only time Google will contact you is when they're, like, if you're an enterprise account, like if you're like Amazon or Ford or Walmart or Audi, you know what I mean? Something like that. They'll contact those companies.
These are like, not in a racist manner, but these guys are—it's a lot of foreigners, and they call
Right, and they claim that they're either calling through Google or something like that, and that is a lie. And you know, one thing about our company, Enoch, is that we don't outsource any of our services at all. It's all based here in California. We're located in Fountain Valley, California. Everything here is in the USA. Number one. Number two. What Google does, because there's millions and millions of businesses in the area, they can't call all of them, so they work with SEO companies. So you can become a partner for Google. And we are at the last level of partnership. We're a premier channel partner. We've been doing this for 19 years ourselves.
Okay.
So that's why I was going to show you. Once you click on that link, I'm going to just have you scroll.
I clicked on an idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay.
I know we were many things at one time.
I know. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, once you click on it, it should say take control of your online presence, and it gives you, like, get found online. Just keep scrolling down. You'll get to one section where it says proven success, 19 years, blah, 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 blah. Just keep scrolling down until you see Google Ads Partner. It's a title, and then under that title would be the Google button. It's like a little Google button. You can actually press on that once you see it.
Okay. I got you.
You see it? Okay. Yeah, press on that. And as soon as you press on it, that is going to take you directly to google.com/partner. Our company name, like I mentioned to you earlier, is Local Splash. You'll be able to see that Local Splash has met all the requirements to become a Google partner. If you ever really want to do a lot of research and find out like what we had to do, you can always click on those links. It kind of breaks down the program for you. But honestly, it's based off of three things. It's based off of performance, spend, and certification. Our company has been trained and certified by Google to offer all Google products, which is why we can only work with one company per industry per area. So that means, like, if you do enroll in a program, that's it. We close out the category. We're not working with any other locksmiths. We can't. That's what allows us to actually make do on our promises.
Oh, that's what you were telling me. I got you. That's what you were telling me before we hung up the phone. Okay.
Exactly.
So then I'm locked in, if you will, in a situation with you guys where there's no other competing locksmith. Everything that you do is promote my business.
It's promoting. That's exactly correct. Yeah. So once we close out the category, it's yours, and we literally just move on, right? And you know, these close pretty quick. So I wanted to show you that because you know you're right. There is nothing in life is guaranteed, right? Being a business owner is not guaranteed.
Right.
Google
right.
has a program called Google Guarantee, and even then, in our training for them, they tell us we can't use the word guarantee. But we can reassure you. One, obviously, we've been doing this for a long time, and two. I mean, there's no better way. I mean, especially for a profession like yours, if somebody's locked out, I mean, the first thing they're doing is picking up their phone and they're searching. They may not realize it, but 99% of the time, they're searching on Google. The only people getting those business are the people that are popping up on the first page. That's what we do. That's why we only work with one, because we keep you on the first page. We don't rotate your position. We don't rotate you and like nine other locksmiths in the area that we're working with and battle for like supremacy or anything like that. So it's only you.
Okay, with that being said, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So right now I have one phone, but I've got I got my personal number, but I usually use what is that app everybody's using now?
WhatsApp?
Not WhatsApp. It's just it's a free number. I can't think of the name of it, but that's what I've been using. But do you recommend on my own? Because I can go back to Verizon and just get another phone, and I just use that strictly for my business phone. Because like right now, I have to when I call my clients, what I do is I'm using the same number, but I go in and I go through this app, and it's convenient because I don't have to worry about them calling me back on my own personal phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't want to answer that phone, my phone still rings, but it's not my personal number. So me moving forward with you guys, would you recommend me having a separate line altogether?
You know, that is going to be a personal preference. I will be honest. I talk to business owners all the time. Typically, they are going to have a separate number. Some of them don't, honestly, and they'll keep their same number. But if you are growing, they kind of want to have one number all the time. If you want to change your number because you want people to have a separate number to contact, you don't want them calling your cell phone, then yeah, I would recommend having a different number. Keeping the one, like the separate number you have right now would be perfectly fine, unless the reason you want a separate number is to track how many people are calling you with our services. If that's the case, we're going to get you login access to your account manager here. We're going to show you all that. We're going to show you how many people are calling you, where they're calling you from, how many people are clicking on your profile, the whole nine yards. So you'll be able to track everything that you're doing here with our company. If you genuinely want to change your number, we do have a program here where we can actually get you a business line. It's an app that you would download, and you'll get your own phone number. And then anytime somebody calls that number, it just rings right to your cell phone. It'll be a different number, kind of like what you're probably doing right now. So if you're interested in something like that, when I get you guys scheduled for your account manager, I can have them talk to you about that and kind of walk you through that process if you wanted to. So honestly, it's up to you. It would be a personal preference. I think the way that you're doing it now is perfectly fine just for enrollment. But if you're looking for future tense, then yeah, you probably want to have at least a different number.
Well, you know, the only reason I was thinking, I know a lot of times when you go to, because I do have a business credit already, and I would like to put whatever we do in my business name, but
okay.
Just, you know, just from business, I don't want anything personal. I want it all, you know, associated with my business. So,
associated with the business.
Yeah, I'll leave it for now. I know a lot of times, like with Duns and Broad Street and those other companies, when you go to apply for different credit, they want like a separate business number.
A separate business number.
But I could always do that through an app. That's no big deal. Like I said, I got this app already.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you ever decide to get another number or change it, I'll have them talk to you about the business phone number anyway. It might work out for you. If you don't want it, obviously you don't have to go. It's no big deal. But if you ever do change your number, you just got to give us a call, or you can even call me directly, and I can switch it all up for you and all that. So
it's no big deal. Is that a free service, or is that something that you offer at a cost?
That would be added as a cost. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's like an additional, I think it's $8 a month additional to have the business line. I can have them double check for you.
Like
I
said, right now, I'm using a separate one now.
That's what I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. Like, it's no big deal. It's really if you wanted it, it's a service. But if you didn't, then what you have is perfectly fine.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you thinking? I mean, sounds like you want to move forward. At least that way we can.
This is something that I've needed for a long time. That's why I was keeping my fingers crossed that you call me back and nobody says you didn't run across another locksmith, because this, like I said, I got two businesses. I do the locksmith and then I got an ATM, and I need to start scaling something.
ATM
is a little bit harder because of how it came about, but my my locksmithing business, because I'm 100% hands on and total control, I know that I can scale this business. So yeah, absolutely. I want to move forward.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I mean, I am the only one that would close the listing out right now. So yeah, it's yours. So as long as we go through this process, once it goes green on our side and it's paid for, we're good. After it's paid, we're going to schedule an interview with you. It's about 30 minutes long. It's done right over the phone. And they're going to walk you through the actual technical process of getting your Google business profile created, make sure it's all set up and ready to go, any information that Google would need, to get your business out there in the whole nine yards. That could be done today. That could be done tomorrow. Obviously, you let me know when we get to that time. We'll find what works in our schedule then, okay?
Right.
All right. Let's create the Google business profile here, at least get it started. So we have your first name, right? Enoch. Is it spelled E-N-O-C-H? E-N-O-C-H?
E-N-O-C-H, yes.
Okay. And what is your last name?
Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
And what is a good email address for you?
I'll spell it out. It's H is in Henry, A is in Apple, B is in Victor, D is in Dog, N is in Nancy, E is in Edward, 92@gmail.com.
Okay, and a good contact. Is this the number you want on here? The 313-207-6832? Do you want something else?
No, I need this other number, but
yeah.
I don't know how to access it. I don't know how to access it right now. I got to call somebody that I know so they can give me the number because I never.
So they could give you the number. Okay, that's okay.
I got it right here. It's 315-5886.
Okay. Now, is that the number that you want us to contact you and for your client to contact you, or do you want
I want you guys to contact me on the 207 number. We'll do business through my personal number. But the clients and anything that goes up for them to see would be the 395 number.
Perfect. I'm just going to mark that down in your account here. Okay. All right, you're good to go there. And what is your actual business address? Where would you have your business address at?
3937 Bart Street, mm-hmm. BART, and that's the street, Warren, 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 Michigan, 48091.
Perfect. And Michigan is Eastern. Let's update this. Bart Avenue, right? You said?
I'm not sure if it comes up Bart Street or Bart Avenue.
It auto-corrected it too, because we do it off of Google, and Google shows 3937 Bart Ave. So it's probably interchangeable.
That's fine, yep.
Okay. All right, let me update that. Okay, now as far as the keywords go, so obviously locksmith is going to be one of them. That's going to be the primary category. Are there anything else that you guys do? Are there any like specific like locksmithing jobs that you guys typically do or want to be found for?
You can highlight lockouts, vehicle lockouts.
Vehicle lockouts. Okay.
And rekeys, residential rekeys.
Rekeys, okay.
Trying to think of any other things. Home lockouts as well.
Home lockout, okay.
Yep. And then equipment changes, if you will, like main door and storm door equipment changes. So if somebody wants to just add all new equipment instead of having a cylinder change, equipment changes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So you got a cylinder change is where I just come pull out this piece where the key goes in. That's considered a cylinder change. Equipment change, I would come take the whole doorknob and deadbolt off.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got it. And you said vehicle lockout, obviously, and you said building lockout, right? Or residential. Building lockout.
You can do commercial, residential lockouts and automobile lockouts.
Okay, so
that's the basic umbrella that people would recognize.
Yeah, so it's actually good that you do vehicle lockouts because when it comes to Google, for some reason, when it comes to the locksmith category, if you don't offer vehicle lockouts, I've seen them, like, not go through. And as long as you're offering either vehicle, building, or the changes, you're good. So you actually cover all those, so that's actually perfect. So that's good.
Yeah.
And right now, I know you're kind of having the other guy with the work and all that stuff, but are you licensed and insured? Are you one or the other or any of that?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, your phone cut out. What did you say?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was just asking, are you licensed or insured?
You don't know. In this game, you don't have to be either. I would consider, if need be, like some jobs, like so here in Michigan, when you bid contracts, like say, what restaurant would you identify with here? Let's just say we use McDonald's. Say McDonald's comes to me, they call me and they say, hey, we want you to be the locksmith over all of our McDonald's in such and such area, right?
Yep.
That situation is when you might have to have insurance. But just for me, in Michigan, you don't have to have, in Michigan, for you don't have to have a license for commercial lockout resident. You don't have to have a license for any of those things. But
perfect.
When it goes to bidding contracts, sometimes they want you to be bonded and licensed.
Okay.
Well,
what I would
recommend.
Yep. We're doing the first steps here anyway, but honestly, we can get you found for those jobs, like the commercial and the bigger jobs. So it would be wise, obviously, if you're taking these steps to kind of go all in with the business, is to get that, so that way we can get you some work in those areas, because I'm assuming they're pretty profitable when it comes to, like, the bigger lockout jobs, you know what I mean?
Well, the reason that I haven't, the other part of the story, the reason that I haven't totally went out on my own, because it depends on, like, cylinder changes I'm proficient at, lockouts I'm proficient at, like those type of things. But it's something, depending on what it is commercial-wise, it's something that I still use the established locksmith and company that I work with. I still use them to maintain, and I'm not sure, how they're going to be as it pertains to say, they're doing work for me that they're not getting a cut of. How is that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Got it.
So
okay.
Right now they get like 60, whatever I do, they get 60% or 40% of whatever I do now. That's the split.
Ah.
60-40.
Yep. Got it.
But it sounds like it's a lot, but when I tell you I do a lot of work through. Like I said, this gentleman has been established for 65 years, so I don't need to tell you what that looks like as far as, he don't even have to advertise. That's just how much of a staple he's been in the area that I work in.
Yeah, you say he's been doing it for a while, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about generations, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Four or five generations of people that just instinctively know that's who they're calling without having to go to Google, without...
Dang,
I
look, yeah, I was going to say, that's where you eventually want to be, right?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
want to get to a point where
exactly.
you do so much marketing that you don't need it.
I want to be a household name, exactly.
Exactly. Yep. Okay, cool. Very exciting. All right.
But
and
I'm saying that to say that at some point, if need be, in my growth and in my expansion, I wouldn't have a problem with getting
it. You wouldn't have a problem getting it.
No, not at all.
Okay. That's absolutely perfect. And when it comes to your hours of operation, what do you want us to list you as? Do you want us to do 24/7? You want us to do Monday to Sunday, Monday to Friday? What are you thinking?
Is it a way that we can write it up so my area is not let me say this, the majority of the people that I'll serve, cuz I also go to Metro Detroit, but not as often as I'm doing work inside of Detroit.
Okay.
So after five would not be feasible, but I want that lockout, that car lockout and that house lockout. I'm trying to figure out how you can put it, because I don't want to not get that business. You know what I mean? But I know with us, it's from 9 to 5:30, and that's it. Nine to 5:30, they do it. They do 9 to 1:30 on Saturdays and no Sundays. But that's them. I would be, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not Sundays, but for sure, be Lucas on a whole day. So that's just.
So what I can do is I can do your Monday through Friday and then Saturday or Sunday specific times. And then we can also put, also you can do emergency calls. So that way they can kind of contact you and just in case they locked out at night or something like that, is something that you guys could do. Is that okay? Enoch, I don't know if you can hear me. It started getting robotic at the end. I don't know if,
Okay, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now I can, yes.
Yeah, I'm moving, so.
No, that's okay.
let's say like 8:30 to 6 Monday through Friday. And let's say like 8:30 to noon on Saturdays, and then emergencies, emergency lockouts.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, got it. All right. So I think we got everything that we need there for your account manager. Let's go into paying the listing. So it's going to be a tax write-off. I know you said you're going to put everything in your business name. I'm assuming that the card name, is it your name or is it your name and the business name?
The card that I'm going to use.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. The debit or credit card, whatever.
It's in my, I think it's in my other business name. I don't think it's in my, because you guys got, which one do you guys
have? EDGT is the one I see. We could put it as whatever you want, but.
I let me see. I just want to make sure this.
Yeah, double check. Yep.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's in the EDGT. This one is in the EGJR Assets LLC. That's what this one is.
Okay, so the actual name on there was what? ED?
EGJR Assets LLC. But
okay.
I want the business to be in the one that you guys have.
EDGT.
Yep.
Okay, so the name of the card is EDJR Assets LLC, and the company that you actually want listed would be named EDGT, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thanks for the clarification. And the address for that card, is it the 3937 Bar Ave in Warren, or is it different?
Yep.
It is.
No, nope, that's it.
Okay. Whenever I know you say, yeah, I think you're in the car, so I think you're in a good location. Just got to read the card out loud. We'll do the card number, expiration, 3 digits on the back.
Now, what am I paying for today?
Perfect. So I'm not charging you right now. Actually, I have to read you off a voice verification. It's just $199. Unless you want to do the $249, we can do that. But you just wanted to do the $199 today, right?
Well, go over with me what the difference. I know I kind of remember, but it was earlier today. With
okay.
the $199, what am I getting?
So with both programs, you're getting everything Google related, right? So everything I just mentioned to you for your Google, you're getting both. The difference between the two is the $249, you're getting a full-fledged website, fully built. You can have as many pages of it as you want. It's valued at like $2,500. It's included in the plan. And you also, in addition, will help you create a Facebook business page. And on top of your marketing on Google, we'll also do paid live advertisements directly on your Facebook business page as well. So we'll optimize the Facebook business page. So we're bringing you business through Google, through your full-fledged website, and also through Facebook advertisements. That is like the full package. That's the package where if anybody's looking you up, searching for you, no matter where they're looking, they're going to find you. That's $249. So it's a $50 difference. If you did the $199, what you're getting is your Google listing, and then we can build you a site, but it's just like one page. It's like a splash. We call it a splash page.
Yeah, I think that's more than sufficient for now. And if need be,
you can always upgrade.
Yeah.
You could always go. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's really up to you, but you can always upgrade later on. That's really no problem.
Yeah. I'll do the $199 now then.
Okay, so to be $199, I'm going to save your card. I have to read you off that voice verification because we're locking you in at the $199 rate. So I'll ask you a couple of questions, go through that. Once you agree, we process, and then we'll find a time to schedule you for that interview then, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, and again, just whenever you're ready, we'll do card number expiration, 3 in the back.
Okay, let me pull over right now.
Yeah. That's fine. Please take your time. Is it still wet out there? Still raining or what? I remember you saying when I first called you, like, it was wet.
No, we got our share though. We got our share.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Terrible.
I think they say it might grow back through later on, but
mm-hmm.
I guess rain is a necessary evil. You know, what are we going to do?
That's right, yeah.
You ready?
I am, yeah.
It's an American Express.
Okay.
American Express business, and the number is 3716-1582-7991-007.
Okay. All right, expiration?
01/29.
And 3 in the back. Or 4, sorry.
9044.
Okay, so save that. So let me go ahead and read you off that voice verification. Like I said, I ask you some questions here. It's just to make sure that I got everything correct, business name, your name, lock you in at that $199. Obviously, as you've been doing, if you have any questions, just let me know, and then we'll go through this together. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Call is going to be recorded for quality assurance, and it's to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
EDGT.
And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Enoch Davis, E-N-O-C-H, and I am the CEO.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
All right. You're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, we want to make sure we're getting you the results as fast as possible. Once this goes through, we are going to automatically send you an email, and we're going to send you some a text message as well. In that text, you're going to have our main headquarter number. Okay, it's going to be an 877 number. That is the number we're going to have you save in your phone as Local Splash. So that way, anytime we call you, you know exactly who's calling. And anytime you have to call us, you know exactly who to call. I'm also going to make sure, Enoch, that you have my direct extension. So even though I'm not the one personally working on your account, you know, if you do want to just have a conversation with me, talk about marketing, upgrade, or just a question about your account, you can always call me directly. It's absolutely no problem at all. And your initial payment and setup, that'd be today. That'd be August 6, 2024, in the amount of only $199. And every single month after that, it's going to be the 6th of every month, okay? So we keep it simple. So September 6th would be your next payment. That'd be $199, and that'd be reoccurring, okay? As I stated to you earlier in the beginning of the call, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. Literally, all you have to do is contact customer support, speak to a live rep, let them know you no longer want your services, or you can contact me directly. I'll talk to you. If you want to end your services that way, we could do it that way too. And also remember that we do have a pause feature as well. So if you fill up your schedule, you get inundated with a lot of calls, a lot of work, call us. We can pause your listing, which means that we will not charge the $199. And whenever you're ready to resume your marketing again, we just hit the flip the switch again. Even then, we'll get you back at the $199. That also translates to if you guys decide to go on vacation or whatever the case may be. Maybe you don't do anything in the winter and you guys are like completely dead in like December or something like that. Call us. We can pause your listing at that time too as well. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Again,
because I haven't really even thought that far into it. But so one of the reasons this guy is so successful at doing this is that he's offering same day service. Now, what my plan is to integrate my own so that I can build my business and grow my business and at the same time continue to work through them. So the pause feature, have you encountered a situation where somebody had to actually use it because business was too much? Because I don't, and it's a good thing that you guys offer that, because I don't want to get over my head.
You got to turn down a lot of work.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing same day call, same day service for the most part. It doesn't matter if I get 2 days lead time. That won't bother me because I can keep up with that skill. I can just scale back down at what I'm doing down there. But, have you, just for the record, have you had anybody that had to use it? And if they did, what were the reasons? Were the reasons basically what I'm speaking of?
So it's part of the script, just to let you know that this is a service that we offer. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Lockout services, they are 99.9% of the time, they're same day, right? Somebody's locked out of their car.
Absolutely.
I mean, they don't need it next week. They need it today, right?
Absolutely.
So for you guys specifically, it is not very common where you guys are booked out for 2 months, right? So that might not be a case for you. However, we have like general contractors that do like kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling. Yeah, we get them a lot of work. They are scheduled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you go on vacation, let's say you guys go on a vacation for a month, don't pay for your marketing. You're not doing any work that month, right? So why are you going to pay the $199? So just call us, say, hey, I'm going to put my listing on pause. You know, let's say it's like a week or two or three or whatever the case may be. And then whenever you come back, just give us a call and we can resume it back. That would probably be more realistic for you guys.
That's an excellent example of a scenario. That's what I needed. I was just looking for a scenario to which that would come into play.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. That's a good question.
If you're a contractor, I can see that being the thing for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens. That happens pretty often because depending on like their busy seasons, you know, sometimes they get smoked and, you know, they'll fill up their schedule pretty quick and they're like, I can't handle anymore. I mean, and they're paying a lot of money for marketing. So, that's basically it. Where did I leave off at? All right, here we go. Yeah, we're at the end. So, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and process this now. It usually takes about 30 seconds. It has to close out the listing, the whole nine yards. While it's doing that, we are actually looking at my schedule. We're booked up today. We're going to have to do this tomorrow. Tomorrow, Wednesday, what is a good time? You can choose between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Really anywhere between there looks pretty good. Do you want to do it in the morning or?
Let's do like the time you called me today, like 4, somewhere in there. Usually by that time, I'm usually winding down with my day as far as the jobs that I have to do. So yeah, let's say like 4 p.m. somewhere in there.
Like 4 p.m.?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to get you in there for 4 p.m. before somebody takes that spot, so bear with me. Okay, and I'm going to send you an email confirming this time, so bear with me there.
And you said this is, I can't write this service off, is what you're saying?
You can. This is going to be a tax write-off.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah, we send you a business receipt too. It's all itemized for you as well. So, you'll get all that in your email as well. So, yeah, you're all set on that part. Let me save this. Okay, got you in there at 4 p.m. You'll get an email inviting you to the call tomorrow. Like I said, it's usually 30 minutes. If you have any technical questions, they're going to walk you through the entire process, explain to you exactly what the next steps are. They'll get the ball rolling right then and there for you, and then you're all set. It did go green on our side. Congratulations, Enoch. I do want to let you know that you listing is yours, paid for, ready to go. All right. Now, I did let the team know basically where you're at, how this is a step where you're moving towards like actually being your own business and kind of, you know, as a fallback, you know, getting all your own business. Eventually you want to be like where that guy's at. So I already kind of let them know exactly what we're looking for as far as his accounts go. So they could do their best job of making sure that they're bringing you the best work possible too. So I'm very excited, man. Do you have any questions or concerns for me so far, or is there anything else that maybe you had a question on?
No, man, you know what? This has been a long time coming, and I'm glad I got with somebody reputable that I can scale. And you know what I'm saying? I love you guys' hands-on approach, so it'll make, you know, the transition a lot easier. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to give you an idea of the scale, you know, we have clients that are paying like $2,000-$3,000 a month. Obviously, you know, don't get me wrong, they're a lot larger. You know, they got 60, 70 people working for them. We're covering the entire state, but we do everything Google related. We do what you're doing now. We do Google Ads. We do Google Guarantee, and every single step up, it's just lots and lots of, I mean, there's billions of searches that are done every single day. So there's a lot of room for growth when it comes to it. So yes, I am very excited. Obviously you don't want to grow too fast. So we're here for the journey. We're here for the ride. We've been doing this 19 years. We're not going anywhere. I'll send you my contact and all that information for you as well. That way, if you ever want to text me or call me about, you know, some, you know, marketing decision or something along those lines, I'm happy to help. Okay, Enoch. So it was an absolute pleasure. speaking with you. I got you locked in tomorrow 4 p.m. So be on the lookout for a phone call between 4 or 4:05, and then we'll take care of it from there. You'll meet your account manager tomorrow.
Okay. One last question.
Yeah.
So let's just say I'm through you guys. I'm doing, because they don't do. And when I say they, I'm speaking as a company that I'm partnered with. They don't do like a lot of lockouts, but I know.
Okay.
I got a cousin in Florida who does this, but he because of the area he's in, he's able to do it 24/7.
24/7, yeah.
That's a significant difference in income and what I can do.
Sure.
But he does. The last time I spoke, he said he was doing like almost $200,000 in just car lockouts.
Wow.
So at some point, is it possible that I can like narrow down like what and advertise like for just specifically that? Cause I'm not sure who's doing what in this area, but I know they don't do nearly the number of lockouts that I know that there are. You know what I mean?
I do know what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, like I said, the hardest part, Enoch, was the foot in the door is to close the listing. You already covered that hurdle. The next steps are basically customizing it the way that you want. So right now we got you for everything. We got you on the whole lockout situation. But if you're noticing you're getting a lot more of one thing rather than the other, you want to pivot, call us. Let us know. We'll change your keywords. And then that way, the people specifically looking for those services, those are the ones that are contacting you. We could kind of start narrowing down so you're only getting a certain amount of calls. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, because that, like literally, in most cases, it takes me longer to get to the person than to do a lockout. So those
yep.
are the things that I want to, you know what I'm saying, be able to do and narrow down.
Be able to do.
And also
yeah.
the home cylinder changes, those things that, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty fast and proficient at, so I can do multiple in a day without it having to be a thing.
You could do a couple of them, right?
So yeah, okay. I just wanted to ask that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know what you mean because you know them being 24 hours, you have more in a day to do a lot more. You kind of want to do car after car, and you're in Detroit, man. I mean, you know, then it gets that out, but you know, 5 o'clock, that light starts going down. You try to do the lockout. So, you know, now that you're part of the company, you know, I can be a little bit more freely to talk, and yeah, I know exactly what you mean, man. So, you know, you want to do more within the hours that you got. So,
exactly.
You know, we're here for the journey, man. So yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All that is obviously possible. You know, month over month, we'll keep working with you. We'll figure everything out.
Sounds good.
All right, Enoch, man, it was a pleasure. I'll let you get back on the road. We'll call you tomorrow around 4, okay?
And forgive me, man, I'm horrible. What was your name again? I'm horrible.
Yeah, man, see, now I'm going to have to cancel the account. We're done. That's it. my name is Joey, Joey.
Okay, I got you, Joey. I appreciate you.
Not a problem, man. You have yourself a good one, okay?
All right, thanks a lot. You too.
See ya.